Welcome to Mora for You. Mora Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Mora weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Mora with today's thoughts for you.
Are you experiencing a life crusher or a life catalyst? If you are on the path of living happier from the inside out, you will definitely want to ask yourself this question, especially when things in life get a little bit frustrating or worse. Have you been facing either a loss, a disappointment, a rejection, maybe a frustration or failure, or any one of a number of sort of attacks in life? They can present themselves socially, physically, financially. The list can go on forever. But while the list of potential so-called disappointments or threats can be almost limitless, what is not is the manner in which you choose to respond. When these things happen to you, do you view them and perceive them as life crushers? Or do you see them instead and tackle them as catalysts? Crushers are those things that can take us and basically push us down and make us feel very weak and very much like the victim. But catalysts, on the other hand, are completely opposite to that. They are placed there in life as an opportunity or an invitation for us to use them as stepping stones, as things that will move us from where we've been to someplace else that is in a far better place for us in life. Now, many of these things you might be listening to today and saying, oh, but Mora, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, there's a good chance I do. But regardless of that, do you know ultimately in life we can view things as either a world that's attacking us and we are a tiny and insignificant victim, or a world that is at its core and at its whole a benevolent universe that presents us with items and with experiences that can catalyze us from where we've been living to another place of existence that's higher, better, and brighter. Let me tell you what some of these supposed crushers can do with us in life if we view ourselves, or let's say this, if we choose to view ourselves as beneficiaries. Do you know many losses, disappointments, rejections, frustrations, failures, or attacks, when used correctly and responded to in a living, happy mindset, can actually help eliminate our fears? They can help us break down either a shaky or insecure ego that we've been carrying. Sometimes they can empower us to know our strength and tenacity because we must constantly respond to them and grow and strengthen ourselves in the process. How about this? At other times, these supposed challenges can help us, as we respond more positively to them, to develop new thinking and new habits in life that are healthier and more empowering. They can also be gifts to us with opportunities for increasing our grace, our wisdom, and even our ability to forgive and overlook what might have been in our past, the offenses we would pick up from others. You know, we can be very small, like school children who find ourselves outed by the in crowd. We can be people later on that have a relationship with someone and later find out that that partner has been, let's say, cheating on us. We can find that so many other things present themselves in life, like someone who has taken our money and taken it away from us, or someone who has supposedly stabbed us in the back. As I said at the beginning, these kinds of life experiences happen to everyone at different times and in different personifications. However, if we choose to view wherever we are in life as an opportunity or a catalyst, a stepping stone to bring us from a mindset we used to carry to one that our souls are longing for, that lives at a higher and grander and almost what I would call a transcendent state of being, consider wherever you are today as providing you with an invitation to catalyze yourself upward, over and forward on your path to living happier from the inside out. Remember, it's always what you choose on the inside that determines eventually how things play out in the outside of life. It may not happen at this very moment. You might not see it tomorrow. But the moment you make that change and the moment that you resonate with the feeling of empowerment and happiness and rest and peace, as opposed to feelings of insignificance and victimhood, you will already begin to sense the little germinating seeds of catalyzation to your future happiness. Well, that has been my thought for you today. And before we step out, let's hear from someone else who'd like to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You. Until the next time. Bye-bye.
Hello, my name is Osama El-Dabbagh, and I am from Egypt. I am very happy when I met a new friends in my field as a basketball, because I am a basketball referee. So I am very happy when I join them in tournaments of basketball. Also makes me happy when I met my family in a weekend trip. I am very happy when all of us collect, because my brother is in another country, in Kuwait, and my sister is at Dubai, and all of us collect in the summer to spend 1 week with each other. So I'm very happy when I meet with my family, and very happy when I meet with my friends.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.